Boogie.
Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
We're talking today about food-related injuries. There's a new thing called avocado hand. There's been a sharp rise. See what I did there?
Yeah.
A sharp rise in people cutting their hand when they've been trying to open an avocado. And you've got to be careful because they're slippery and the skin's quite tough to
pierce. You don't need to take the skin off, though. Just slice it in half and then twist it and the stone comes off and you're left with the avocado.
So, Jonathan from Bathgate, what are you saying?
I got a lamb bone stuck in my throat. Ended up in the hospital having an operation.
A lamb bone.
A lamb bone.
Was it like a lamb chop? My God, how did you get that in your mouth?
No, it was a bit of cartilage than bone itself.
Oh, man.
I was rushing to eat my food.
Yeah, you've got to chew your food. You've got to masticate properly.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't chewing and ended up in
a
hospital with an operation to have it removed.
Okay.
I bet you were really happy when it was gone.
Make it stop, Marty. Make it stop. Tell you what, Arlene, there's no pulling the wool over your eyes. Listen, we got to go, but thanks for calling. Have a good day. Harry's next. Hiya, Harry. What are you saying?
I was having a roast dinner once, and my dad said, where do you want the gravy? And I pointed and my dad poured gravy all over my hand.
Oh, that's going to hurt a bit, because I bet it was proper hot, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, what did your dad say?
He just went, oh, no.
What did you see?
Did you go, Bisto? Thanks, Harry. Have a good day, pal.
Bye.
Susie's in Roslyn. What happened to you?
When I was at uni, there was a food fight in the halls of residence, and I slipped on a Brussels sprout, and I fell on a chair, and I fractured 6 ribs.
Oh, no! Oh! 6 broken ribs from a Brussels sprout. Oh, that's classic.
I didn't go to A&E that night. I enjoyed the party and went to A&E the next day. And they accused me of being drunk when I broke my ribs, which I wasn't.
How very dare they.
Yes. Yeah. A student being drunk.
Who'd have thought? Listen, brilliant call. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, we were going to wrap up the topic we've been doing this morning, which was food-related injuries. And we'd sort of put it to one side, kind of finished with that topic for today. And then Elaine phoned from Liberton.
Yeah.
And this is what Elaine said.
I accidentally inhaled a Monge 2 and it stuck in my lung and I had to have an operation.
You inhaled a what?
A Monge 2.
A Monge 2.
A Monge 2? How do you inhale a Monge 2?
Well, I was coughing and I was having this, what I thought was a healthy wrap for my lunch. And I coughed and the next day I got up and I was whistling when I was speaking. And I thought, there's something up here. And I went to the doctors and they said, we need to put you in an ambulance because your airflow monitor's not right, and I ended up having an operation on my lung to remove a Monge 2.
Oh,
so
no!
I think that tops all your stories for today.
I think you are most definitely the winner.
I think that wins.
You must sound like Ronald Villiers when you speak then, do you?
It was a bit bizarre, I have to be honest.
Doctor, something stuck in my throat, Doctor. Oh, bless you. Well, I'm glad everything worked out. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.